What would you do if the world were yours? We are introducing this question now because in the not distant future, much of the world is going to be yours. And we want you to incorporate what you feel about how you would like things to be as though they already were yours to decide about. This may seem a strange lesson, but there is a principle of spirit that says that creation happens before the reality of creation. And this is a wonderful thing, to be able to think about a situation and say, if this were mine, this is how I would be. This is how I would like the energy to be. This is how I would like the flow of things to be. There was a time, and we know you all experienced it, when you perhaps were in school and you were daydreaming, or you were outside and daydreaming, and it was considered to be a worthless or time-wasting kind of exercise. As it turns out, that is incorrect. Much of what happened in you, in the way you developed and became who you are, and much of what you were doing in the world, had its roots in those daydreams. We have been interested to see some of the material you are being presented that says that you must, what is your word, visualize in great detail exactly how you want something to be, and then do whatever practices that particular book suggests. We are not suggesting that. We are suggesting that you work from the heart and the feeling and the hunger of the heart. So when you think about any situation, a situation in your neighborhood, let us say, and you, shall we say, daydream about how you would like neighbors to be, how you would like to be with your neighbors. When you do this, you actually are calling spirit to send you energy to change the flow of your life for the better. There are many places where this same principle applies. It could apply in some areas where you work. Now, that does not mean that you do this and change your work. That is not this. This is about changing your power. Now, what does that mean? Let us say that you had in your mind that the next person you saw, whoever that person might be, you wish you could send the kind of energy to them that you like to feel. A kind of warmth and openness, a kind of knowledge that we are all connected and that we are all children of spirit. When you do that, you make a real change. Sometimes you can see it. Most of the time, actually, you can see it. But there might be a time when someone was so far from being able to feel energy that they did not feel it in that way. But even if that is true, look at the beautiful thing that has happened in you. That is what you have sent out. So that is what runs through your body and goes out into the world. This is, shall we say, a wonderful experiment. And we think you will enjoy it. Pick any situation and think about how you would like it to be. Because when you do that, you're calling your heart, because your heart knows how you like things to be, and you're calling the universe because the universe wants things to be the way you want them to be. And when you can do this as a practice, and here, of course, is the caveat, that would be without ego. There can be no ego in it. You are not going for an outcome. You are going for the movement of an energy that changes the environment, that changes the way energy flows, that changes the shape of things. We want you to get the distinction between this and being a good girl. It is not at all the same thing. Or doing it right for everyone else. It is not that at all. It is practicing the use of energy that you already know about, but looking at a situation and saying, how would I like this to be? And then feel that energy fill you and move out past you and begin to change the scene that you are in. When you do that, you are going to find, you may find an excitement that you never found before. Once again, the goal here is not to make people different, not to make situations not be what they are, but to do what you can do, which is to send the kind of energy around that situation that makes it lighter, that makes it more connected to things that are more important. We are asking you to do an energy laboratory experiment, and we hope you all find a place to do it. Now, here's the beauty of it. When you are moving from the position of, this is how I would like this to be, you are not trying to control, you are not trying to be the perfect one, you are not trying to be the good one, you are not trying for any of that. What you are actually trying for is a union with the energy of the universe. Through your own heart and your own power. And you do not have to have anything at all to do with the outcome. But you do get to see how the world shifts when you are moving in this way. And the world will shift when you are moving in this way. Even to something simple, to look at someone and say, if I had my way, I would like that person to feel calmer. I would like this child to be not afraid. There are a million variations on this. So you want to pick the ones that match you, the ones that your heart opens for, the ones that have the power to make things better. And we hopefully will be able to talk about this next week, because if we can, then you will begin to awaken the some things in you that are rather miraculous. You can also work with this with healing. When you see someone in pain, you say, I would love for that person to feel less pain. But do not go then to controlling the outcome. Simply know that you are sending energy in the right direction for that person. It is a beautiful spiritual practice, and we hope we can get together and talk about how it has worked for you. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily, deeply. Breathe in the blue of peace and exhale fear. Let the blue of peace move through your body. Release anything that might be tight or holding on. Let peace become a part of it so that it can relax and go away. Feel the yellow of high learning. Begin to fill your body and let everything in you that needs to learn, that needs to get on the path of learning, take in that energy which supports that so beautifully. Fill with rain, the rain that washes away anything you do not wish to keep in your body. Let it flow through your chakra systems, through your physical body, through your energy. Give anything to the rain that you do not want to carry forward with you. Feel a golden light come into your body and open your crown to receive more than you have before. Feel the third eye being opened and cleared so that all that is intuitive in you is now seeing in your life. Feel the golden light in your throat and know that that golden light allows only what is love, what is joy, what is encouragement. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and feed your garden, so that all that you are growing and creating becomes bright and full of light. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus and let it displace any emotion that you might be holding on to that does not serve your heart or your life. Feel the golden light flow into the second center. And feel that golden light displace judgment and shame that might have turned against you or anyone else, and feel how light your body becomes when you're no longer holding it. Feel the golden light flow into your root. And let the golden light displace any limitation that you might be holding about your path, your joy, your spirit, the life you wish to create. Let that golden light spread throughout your body. Let it touch your thoughts. Feel it flow down your back to take away your burden. Fill your hands so that what you do in the energy of this light. Let it flow down through your trunk for healing, through your legs for support, through your feet for wisdom. And know that you are golden, and that that is the light in which you were created. Move into your heart center now. And see the beautiful thing that you are making. The colors, the flowers that grow. The dreams that dance in your heart. See them and love them and nurture them. And go to the place where water flows and drink the water. See how bright your garden has become. And looking, see that a path in your heart begins to illuminate and glow, and know that it calls you. And move to that path without hesitation, without fear. And as you step onto the path, know that the path now takes you. And without effort, you are drawn into a place prepared for you, where the energy is for your energy. And the beauty is the beauty that your heart loves. Where the freedom that is for you becomes yours. And as you move up the path, find that you are in a forest place with trees all around you. And feel the energy and the beauty of those trees. So grounded, but reaching so high for the light. Now see that a shaft of light comes down to the trees, and the light is for you. When you step into the light, feel how grounded you are and how your spirit reaches for the light and how it is to walk this way. Thank you. Now continue on the path. And find that you have come to an eagle's nest. And the eagle has made a place for you. Move onto the back of the eagle and feel the power of those wings as they lift up out of the nest. Feel how high the eagle flies, how far the eagle can see. Feel the eagle's joy in that freedom. And let it become your freedom as well. Take some time for this flight. Feel the wind, see the sky, see the earth below you. Let the eagle bring you to the nest again. And thank the eagle for the gift. And come to the path again, moving upward. And come to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Know the gift. Now begin to come back down the path, feeling all that heals you when you breathe the air in, and all that makes you strong with every step you take. Come back to your heart center again. Begin to breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.